You know, I think Ronnie's obviously a very talented player. You know, I think he had a great rookie season, very explosive. Like any first-year players, you know, you've got a lot of room for improvement. You know, I thought he finished the season very strong. We had to lean on him a little bit more. I thought in the playoff game against Baltimore, he had probably one of his better outings. I think he's capable. We'll see. I think it takes time to grow into the NFL game. You know, these guys coming out of college, I call it developing a pro body in a, you know, a full off season. Our strength and conditioning people do a fantastic job, and it's all year-round training. So I think, you know, we're anticipating that he'll be much improved and be able to play, you know, more extended time.
Coach, how about Derek Wolfe? Kind of the same vein as next year. You challenged him last year. Mm-hmm. What do you want to see the most out of him in year two?
Well, I think our draft class did fantastic. I mean, you bring up Derek. I think he probably played as much as any rookie in the league, I know, on defense. You know, our defense is a little unique without getting into too many technicalities, but he plays a spot that's very important on the run. It's probably not as advantageous as rushing the passer from that position he's at. But I thought he had a superb year and is going to be a great young player moving forward.
How difficult has it been to get over that Baltimore loss?
Well, I think, you know, once the season's over or after the Super Bowl, I think, you know, the reality is everybody's 0-0, everybody's undefeated or however you want to put it. You know, any loss kind of sticks with you. It's a scar, as I might say. But you got to spit it out, and you got to get on to the next season and not let it linger and affect your preparation moving to the next season.
You guys signed a lot of guys on one-year deals last year. Is this week, are you giving a lot of those guys?
No, you know, there's a lot of guidelines, Lindsay, and you know, everybody's under contract right now, and so really none of those things can actually happen. But, you know, we're in that process of trying to improve our football team. And whether it's, you know, the college guys that we're going to have a good look at this week, or whether it's on the pro side, you know, but the process is starting. It's not the gun hasn't gone off yet. And so, you know, everybody evaluates, and we're just going to try to improve our team the best we can. I'm sure like the other 31 teams in the league. Well, you know, that's, you know, I don't know that yet. You know, a lot of it will depend on Nate. He's definitely capable. He'll be given an opportunity. You know, but I think we've got some young players that need to graduate into more playing time, and I feel confident that he'll do that.
What more are you looking to get out of Nate Manning?
Well, I mean, even as, you know, far back as this time, you know, almost this time a year ago, you know, his type of injury, a lot was made of the neck and the surgeries and all those things. The reality is it's kind of a nerve situation, and it takes a while for nerves to grow. And, you know, he's getting better every day. And so I think he'll be, health-wise, he'll be even better this year. Well, Quentin, unfortunately, last year got injured, and he had knee surgery. His rehab's gone fantastic. Our medical people, Greek and the docs, do a great job. And he's I just saw him actually the morning we left to come over here. But his rehab's going great. I thought he had a good rookie year. And, you know, last year he was on the shelf. But, you know, we'll be looking forward to getting him back. You know, I think Raheem probably might have been one of our most improved players from year one to year two. He made great improvement. And, you know, like all of us, we'll challenge guys to be even better this year. And we anticipate both the young men you mentioned to come back even better.
Coach, do you think there's a need for you guys to add more weapons in the passing game, maybe some explosive wide receivers, something like that?
You know, again, not getting specific, you know, we're going to try to improve our roster. And, you know, this is our third go at it, and I think we've made good progress in the first two seasons. You know, and it's... you know, it's a challenge like for everybody, but, you know, we're going to do whatever it takes, whether it's from the pro side or the college side, to improve our roster in all positions.
In the draft season, how, if you put a percentage on it, the combine, the all-star games, what kind of percentage is that for a prospect's grade overall?
Well, I think first and foremost, you look at their college tape. You know, you do a lot of research on their body of work, you know, at their university. You know, we not very many tests that we don't give them, so it's You know, and at the end of the day, you're trying to find football players, and the bigger, stronger, faster ones go earlier than the other ones. But it's not rocket science. You know, it's you're selecting people and athletes and the kind of guys that are going to try to get better every day. You know, not just where they come into the league, what their upside is, and, you know, you try to do the best you can at it. No, I stay away from those. No, no, I think, you know, it's just like the 40. The 40 doesn't make you a football player or not. You know, it's not track. Same way, I mean, guys can have great football intelligence and maybe not great book intelligence. You know, so it's, you know, at the end of the day, you're trying to evaluate a football player, how he plays football, and, you know. You know, you'd have to ask the people, but I think sometimes people get on to certain tests, and so maybe sometimes changing the test up probably a good idea.
Coach, this is the third year for you in the AFC West. Andy Reid is kind of in the same spot you were in a couple of years ago. How much easier is it now where you're not going through hiring a staff and evaluating your own people personnel-wise to be able to advance your own system and not worry about that? You can look at opponents now.
You know, I think, you know, obviously I have great respect for Andy. Competed against him for a long time in the NFC East. He's a great hire for sure. So, but every year you got changes. I mean, you know, a year ago we lost a defensive coordinator to be a head coach in the division at the Raiders. This year, Mike McCoy, left to become a head coach in San Diego. So at the end of the day, you're going to have changes. I mean, whether it be in that team room and you look up into those cathedral seats or it's on your staff. So every year there's going to be changes, there's adjustments, and the key is you keep your system intact and you keep trying to move forward. And I think continuity is fairly important as best you can, you know, throughout, say, a tenure as a head coach.
Fox coaching tree inside the AFC West. Any apprehension or concerns that they know how your system works, your organization works?
I think, you know, really at the end of the day, anytime you have success, you know, that's going to happen. You know, people are going to get opportunities. I think it's great for both Dennis and Mike. You know, I think it's a great opportunity for them and their family. You know, I've been doing this for like 25 years now, so there's not too many head coaches I don't know, and you have relationships, you know them, but you know, on game day, you're trying to beat their brains in, and they're trying to beat yours in. So it's, you know, other than maybe some familiarity, but that works both ways.
J.D. Bolton, where does he stand in his rehab, and is he still projected as the long-term starting center?
Answer to the first question, you know, his rehab's going great. He may not be able to get into full-time football until we get to camp. So some of the off-season things, he might be restricted. You know, we've got a few guys that had off-season surgery. You know, and he's definitely the starter, and that's the way he'll start the season when we form back up. And, you know, again, like everywhere, everybody has to compete, and but that's the starting point. You know, as I mentioned, you know, I look at it kind of as a positive. You know, I think Mike's an excellent football coach, and, you know, he's earned that opportunity. You know, he's paid his dues, so to speak, in this league. He's a very, very good football coach. You know, but, you know, we've brought from within Adam Gase, who I think is another outstanding football coach. So we promoted him to offensive coordinator, and, you know, we'll see going forward. I'm confident in both guys. Well, I think at the end of the day, you know, there's two parts of football in the NFL. There's business and there's the football. And, you know, that's the business side. I don't really get too much involved in that. And, you know, I know we want Ryan, and I know Ryan wants to be a Denver Bronco. So the business part will work itself out one way or the other. And, you know, we'll see where that goes moving forward. You know, he's going to be another guy that probably might not be till camp, till they fully start getting into, you know, full go football. You know, like a lot of off-season surgeries, you know, we'll evaluate it as we go, week to week.
What kind of contribution did you get this year from James Bolton? Were you surprised at all how much he had done?
You know, we were really fortunate. I thought our personnel department did a terrific job, two positions. Dan Copen stepped right in like, you know, like nothing ever happened. And he was a big reason why we were able to get on that run. You know, so you kind of have a guy waiting in the wing. So when JD got hurt, we didn't drop off a lot when he stepped in there. So he did a fantastic job, and a guy I know I have a lot of respect for.
Take two more questions.
Coach, how has preparing for the draft changed with John and Matt Russell the last couple of years? How has it developed or?
Well, they're well organized. They're smart. You know, I mentioned even when John first got started, I mean, he probably understands what a football player looks like maybe better than anybody. You know, so I think Matt, having played and come up through the ranks, they're well organized. They do a terrific job evaluating. And that's really, this game's about people, and those two guys are as good as they get. You know, I wish we could say we were that smart, but, you just go through a draft and you evaluate people and you evaluate players at positions. And, you know, Brock's a guy we had a high opinion of. And, you know, we didn't know about this year's draft yet. You know, I'd like to be able to say we did, but we didn't. So we took him. And he's made great progress. He's really been impressive both, on and off the field. I think he's got a lot of the intangibles, and he didn't get a lot of opportunity, but when he did very well.